In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
The last ever penny was minted. It's the end of the penny,
so
everyone.
That's it. We're done with the
pennies. They're done. And it was proven that they cost more than they're worth. Mm. And it changes... I mean, no one can. I owed Bob a little money for a Halloween costume. I gave her some cash immediately, and she was like,
"Ew,
filthy! That stuff is."
Did you also bring me a latex glove?
Those are gross too.
Latex gloves?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No.
What?
They're sterile. Keep your hands clean.
I hate gloves. Anyway. Thanks, Vinny. It was so nice of you to pay me back.
I'm just saying efficiently. I'm just saying money.
I crumpled up those bills and threw them in the trash.
Is on
who needs
the chair.
That?
Get out of here.
To me, it's like a bunch of ones is like a. What if you paid me back in change? You know, I don't want that. Would you be happy if I paid you back in change?
Like I said, I had a certain amount to pay you and a certain amount of cash on me, and I had some ones that I was using to tip some people. I'd gotten a lot of ones. And I unfortunately didn't realize that giving you $10 in ones was going to become a thing. I didn't know. My bad. 20, 10. Let me fill that
$10
out.
$10 in ones. Here's an array of denominations for you to enjoy. What did you do with that money?
I put it in our little cash pile.
Oh, that's right. You said you had a little like.
Do you have any pennies buried in your couch under... the piles of things on the floorboard in your car.
We have a money jar in the laundry room. Like whenever I find a washed $5 bill or a quarter, I throw it in there. I'm sure there's tons of pennies in there.
I don't know that they're going to ever be worth anything. I think there are people out there who are smart and go, this unopened Han Solo toy is going to be worth $500 one day. And they put it away and sit on it, and maybe it comes to be. Or or that comic book story where the elderly mom who passed away had a Superman first edition
in plastic
sitting there, worth $6 million, just sitting in her raft. Like, why wouldn't you?
Well, if you didn't need to, maybe you'd want to hold on to it, like. I think I have that. I don't know. Like you're not positive. You know you have some comic books up there. And then if you didn't need the money and your kids, now they've discovered this thing.
I think she was saving it as a treat for them when she passed away.
I don't disagree, but I feel like even as a kid, I would say, you know, bro, I don't always call you bro, mom, but you know, bro. Nah. Whatever. Like, we could have cashed that in and gone on a family trip around the world. Like, we could have done what we could have done together while you were still here.
Maybe these were rich people. Maybe they lived in Pacific Heights and they were like, money, oh, $6 million, pshaw.
Okay.
Pshaw.
Pshaw.
The wonderful, brilliant, supportive Maddie was telling me about his coin collection.
Yes. I've had it since I was a kid. I've got like a whole little thing with pennies from different years and all kinds of random stuff. I don't know if it's worth anything.
Do you think he should sell it or like display it in his house?
Well, you should definitely at least display it.
I don't know.
At least enjoy it.
Do you have any idea what that's worth?
No. None. No. I doubt it because I bought them when I was a young kid, so I'm sure they weren't, you know, real expensive. I used to get them for Christmas. Get like a
God, I can't think of the name of the store. I have a friend named, his name's Vince too, because, you know, all the cool guys are named Vince.
Obviously.
He's got a coin shop. Falcones. I don't know. But either way.
You call that guy.
Yeah,
just
you
tell
call
him what
somebody
you
and you just take the pile and go, what is this worth? Yeah. You might want to insure it. Or you might be like, it's actually worth the 11 pennies that are sitting there. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Oh, for the 11 pennies, you'll give me four pennies? Okay.
When Luigi died, he left his penny collection to my nephews. I mean, this is like thousands of pennies to go through. And like, you know, we go through and look for all the ones that are copper and the ones that have like wheat pennies and stuff like that. But they've spent hours. And you want to talk about stink. I did stink.
Pennies
a bunch
stink?
Of pennies together, old pennies. Ugh.
The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has been making pennies since 1793 when they were 100% copper. Since 82, pennies have been made of copper-plated zinc, which is 97.5% zinc and just 2.5% copper.
They're
anyway,
just coated with the shiny copper.
The penny is officially over. There'll be no more. I don't think they're going to ever be worth anything.
If you have a baby today,
what do I know?
Name her Penny, and then you'll have the only newly minted penny from today's date.
Oh, that's cute.
Aww.
That is really cute.
I like the name Penny.
I like the name Penny, too. Or you go Penelope, and then you call her Penny. That's great.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.